Jaguars getting in their final work of Washington Redskins week. The week 2 matchup coming up Sunday at FedEx Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osia. Jaguars back to work. Final day of work. A little less than an hour on the Florida Blue practice fields. And John, let's get right to it. Mm-hmm. The guys who are up and down for this game. First of all, Jonathan Cyprian is out.
Right. Some other guys, Austin Pastor's out, which we expected. But they ruled Jonathan Cyprian out today with a concussion that he suffered in Philadelphia last weekend. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody. He didn't practice Wednesday, Thursday with the hit he took. I don't think anybody really thought he was going to play. At least one more week for him, it looks like.
Wide receiver Cecil Shorts, the third listed as doubtful for the game, did not go again today. Mm-hmm. Where do you think he's going to be?
Well, it's interesting. Usually doubtful means almost certainly he's not going to play. But Cecil's going to travel. The first role will be to help the younger wide receivers. Marquise Lee's talked some this week about how he really benefits from that sort of input from Cecil. The other thing is, when Gus Bradley was talking today, he sort of went out of his way to make a point of, hey, it's not completely ruled out that Cecil could play. That's a little unusual for a guy who's doubtful. He said Cecil ran around real well today, talking to Cecil in the locker room. He said he felt good about what he did today. He's not questionable, so it's probably not that he's going to play, but maybe not quite as doubtful usually is, if that makes any sense.
It does, right. And we'll see how the next couple of days go with Cecil. One that popped up today, cornerback Alan Ball, listed as questionable with an oblique injury. What's his story?
Well, when a guy tweaks something on Friday, it's tough to do him anything but questionable because you don't really have time. You have to issue an injury report. Mm-hmm. But I talked to Alan Ball in the locker room. He doesn't seem concerned about it. And he didn't laugh about it, but he was like, nah, it's not a big deal. So he's usually pretty upfront, so you would think he plays.
That's the last thing the Jags secondary needs is another starter down.
Yeah, you don't need it, but I think Demetrius McCray has played well. I think he would do fine. But Alan Ball and Dwayne Gross are their first-tier guys. You want them in the game.
John, well done.
Thanks, JP.
Enjoy Washington.
Look forward to it.
Keep it here all weekend. Jags of the Roundtable coming up on Saturday. Live coverage 45 minutes before kick on Sunday. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.